The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. In Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, where hundreds of thousands of people need food, shelter, and work, some businessmen are seeing opportunity. Access to cheap labor is a boon for some industries, like the fishing business. While refugees cannot work legally, many have found work catching fish, mending nets, repairing boats, or drying fish. Kamal Hussein is a Rohingya refugee and fisherman.
Now we are here in this foreign land, and we don't own anything here. Because we don't own anything, we work for others. That's how we are surviving.
The Bangladeshi district of Cox's Bazar now hosts around 1 million Rohingya from Myanmar, the vast majority of whom fled their country a year ago, driven out by the army. A fisherman here can earn about $1.20 to $3.60 for a five-day trip. Some Rohingya women dry fish for a daily take-home of $1.20 to $2.40. While the waters are often treacherous, especially during the monsoon, many Rohingya don't have a choice. Shafiullah is a refugee and fisherman.
People die in this profession. I've seen people die with my own eyes, but we need money, and that's why I continue to do this.
With refugees unlikely to be repatriated anytime soon, these men and women are likely to remain a captive labor force for some time. A Chinese delegation led by Vice Minister of Commerce Wang Shouwen will visit the United States in late August to talk about trade and economic issues. The latest round of tariffs has fueled outcries and aroused great concern among officials, analysts, and businessmen. Still, some remain optimistic about what the trade talks will bring. Cui Tiankai is the Chinese ambassador to the United States.
I'm quite certain that we'll be able to solve any problem issues between us, because the long-term common interest is just there. It's so clear.
Analysts say the United States will likely seek to lower tariffs and policies that press U.S. firms to transfer technology to Chinese partners and improve market access for foreign companies. The Chinese have said that the U.S. is demanding too much and ultimately seeks to dismantle China's government-supported economic system. Since the tit-for-tat trade war began, the dispute has hit China's stock market and currency, while sparing U.S. markets overall. The upcoming trade meeting will be the first major negotiation between the countries in more than 2 months. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from The Voice of America.